USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is expected to face fierce questioning from House Democrats about her role in spearheading the implementation of President Trump's immigration program at a public hearing Wednesday. The Democrats will likely spend a lot of time on President Trump's national emergency declaration, to which Vice President Mike Pence, who was in Phoenix, Arizona, says,
"The truth is the crisis on our southern border today is overwhelming our system. Any vote against the president's national emergency declaration is a vote against border security."
New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Here's one Democrat who's not running against President Trump in 2020. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It was at the 2016 Democratic Convention when Mike Bloomberg famously said,
"I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one."
For years, people have urged the former mayor of New York City to run for the White House. But the self-made billionaire and founder of a global business information company said he won't enter the 2020 race. The data-driven Bloomberg wrote that he becomes more frustrated every day by the incompetence in the White House. He said he believes he would defeat Donald Trump in a general election, but he knew the risk of going for the Democratic nomination in such a crowded field.
Today is Ash Wednesday, and many Christians around the world are observing the beginning of the 40-day season of Lent, which all leads up to Easter Sunday. As U.S. oil production continues to rise, oil prices are down almost 1% to $65.31 a barrel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A growing number of counties in at least 4 states are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, refusing to enforce gun control laws that they consider to be infringements on the U.S. constitutional right to keep and bear arms. One of those sheriffs is Cibola County, New Mexico Sheriff Tony Mace. He joins Fox News and explains his position.
Well, you know, we swore an oath to defend and support the Constitution and protect our citizens. And, you know, we want to protect their Second Amendment rights. We want to preserve those rights within our respective communities across the state. And with some of these pieces of legislation, we've not just in violation of the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment. And we figured, you know, there's these sanctuary status or preservation status will help us protect our constituents' individual rights within our communities.
As far as response to what the sheriff is doing, he says,
"You know, I've had overwhelming support from my citizens within my county. We've had overwhelming support from the majority of the citizens across the state of New Mexico. I've had sheriffs from Nevada reach out and speak with us. We're just hoping that we can help keep this momentum going."
And finally, it was back on this date in 1981 when Walter Cronkite retires as anchorman from CBS Evening News. Please remember, you can always find us on USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.